And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 22nd of September, 2013. Today is the Brooklyn Book Festival, a big free literary event at the Borough Hall in Brooklyn and on stages set up around the outdoor plaza. Last year, more than 40,000 people took part. Hundreds of authors participating, including Tom Wolfe, Pete Hamill, Art Spiegelman, Sharon Olds, Jamaica Kincaid, Edwidge Danticat, Carla McCann, and Sapphire. And panel discussions on many topics, literary love, young adult books, the essay, basketball, comics, crime fiction, the war on terror, mothers, sex, graphic novels, cooking, dogs, the American dream, and many others. Brooklyn novelist Colson Whitehead said, "I get asked a lot, what's it like to write in Brooklyn? I expect it's like writing in Manhattan, but there aren't as many tourists walking very slowly in front of you when you step out for coffee. It's like writing in Paris, but there are fewer people speaking French." Today marks the autumnal equinox in the Northern Hemisphere, the first day of fall, the point at which the sun is directly above the equator and the hours of day and night are nearly equal. It was on this day, 1961, Congress approved a bill to establish the Peace Corps, and President John F. Kennedy signed it into law. And it was on this day, 1862, President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, declaring the slaves in rebel states free as of January the 1st, the final year. The war was not going well. The proclamation was meant to build morale in the North. Lincoln was waiting for a Union victory on the battlefield before he made the announcement, and 5 days after the Union Army beat the Confederates at Antietam, Lincoln read the Emancipation Proclamation to his cabinet. Here's a poem for today by Naomi Shihab Nye, entitled Wedding Cake. Once on a plane, a woman asked me to hold her baby and disappeared. I figured it was safe, our being on a plane and all, how far could she go? She returned 1 hour later, having changed her clothes and washed her hair. I didn't recognize her. By this time, the baby and I had examined each other's necks. We had cried a little. I had a silver bracelet and a watch. Gold studs glittered in the baby's ears. She wore a tiny white dress, leafed with layers like a wedding cake. I did not want to give her back. The baby's curls coiled tightly against her scalp. Another alphabet. I read, "No, no, no, my mother gets tired. I'll chew your hand." The baby left my skirt crumpled, my lap aching. Now I'm her secret guardian, the little nub of dream that rises slightly but won't come clear. As she grows, as she feels ill at ease, I'll bob my knee. What will she forget? Whom will she marry? He'd better check with me. I'll say, once she flew, dressed like a cake, between two doilies of cloud, she could slip the card into a pocket, pull it out. Already she knew the small finger was funnier than the whole arm. A poem by Naomi Shihab Nye, Wedding Cake, from her collection Fuel, published by Boa Editions Limited, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 Years of Poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.